Today we're talking about the five ways the INFJ turns into a conqueror. I first wanted to call this video how the INFJ turns into a warrior, but the thing is, when we as INFJs really only think about warriors, it's all about survival. It's about, oh, I can make it through the hard stuff. I can really suffer. That's why you read so often that INFJs are martyrs, but that's not what this is about. We want to turn our strength from being somebody who can survive all the hardships into somebody who actually thrives. Who conquers their life, who feels like they're moving into abundance, prosperity, and excitement. And the hermit mode period is the perfect place to start that. Because once you feel that excitement, once you identify with somebody who's a fighter, who goes for what they want, and who gets that without even having all that connection to the outside world, once this becomes solid, you're able to face anything that's in your way and create an abundant life, not just for yourself, but for the people around you and everybody that you touch. That's how you create an INFJ epic life. And so this is video 9 of our INFJ Hermit Mode Glow Up series. I'm really excited. You love it so much. And I can't wait to talk to you about everything that's on the menu today. Before we get started, I want to remind you to download the free poster on the INFJ Hermit Mode Glow Up. It's a little playbook you can keep at your side that reminds you how far you've come, what steps to take, and gets you motivated to keep on pushing. You can download the poster in the link in the description. Step number one. Recognize that you're human. So before we can even get to a place where we feel like the conqueror in our life, the person who's a fighter and who's able to achieve great things, we really have to remove this part of ourselves that identifies as a martyr. And that firstly starts with recognizing we are human. That means that so often you see people in your life and you feel like life is easier for me. I don't get so emotionally invested in other things. I see their pain and I can actually take on their pain as well. So we very often feel like I don't want to be better than them, right? But I do have so many superpowers that they don't. So I have to give all of my superpowers away. I have to save people so much. I have to give away all of those abilities that I possess because I'm supernatural, right? In order to get to a place where I barely keep my head above water and therefore I can connect with people on that level. You know that all of this is a protective mechanism. We're doing this because we feel like if I'm not giving everything away towards others, if I become this version of myself that actually has all those superpowers, so to say, you know, people are not going to like me because then they have it in their face of what I'm capable of and they're not. But the truth is, this is all just a perception. You are just as human as every single person you encounter in your life. And that means that you have the birthright to create an amazing life for yourself based on all of those great qualities that you do have. You might have like amazing qualities, but so do other people. And you are uniquely you. So we really have to get to a place where we stop giving away everything without like having a win-win situation because we don't feel we have the same right as others. Think how forgiving you are of others. Are you that forgiving of yourself? Even more so, you forgive if other people make mistakes, if they have some qualities about them that not everybody might like, but you still like them despite those things. Give yourself the same benefit. And that really starts with you telling yourself, I'm allowed to step into everything that I want, to be the biggest and best version of myself, to not sacrifice myself in order to help others. I want to help others, but it starts with me. I have to put the oxygen mask on me first so I can create a scenario where I continuously create an overflow of energy and then I can give to others from the cup that is overflowing. I'm not going to be the martyr who continuously survives in order to prove to myself how powerful I actually am without rocking the boat because, you know, I can prove at the same time that I can survive, that I'm strong, I prove it to myself. But by, you know, putting myself in those situations and making it better and easier for others, we're still keeping ourselves at their level and therefore we will get accepted. You'll never feel full connectiveness because the version of yourself that loves you, appreciates all of the strengths that you have. And if we choose ourselves, we cannot allow to let our light be dimmed by ourselves mainly. It's not that other people dim our light. We dim our light in order to not make people uncomfortable. Really get that out of your system. Know it's going to be uncomfortable, but it really starts with that. You don't have advantages in all of the areas that you're afraid of tapping into because of how others might feel about it. This feeling will go away once you tap into it. It's just a transition that will be very uncomfortable. But if you allow yourself to see yourself as human and just as human as everybody else, then it's your birthright to start shining and to really be appreciative of the gift that you are. Step number two. Create your identity around being a conqueror. So this is something that takes practice. It takes between 21 and 66 days to develop a, very straightforward habit, like drinking more water. But it will take longer and more repetitions to change something as deeply ingrained in ourselves as part of our identity. So this image of being a conqueror, and not as in I conquer other people, but I conquer my world. I actually am somebody who conquers new goals, who makes things happen. This is part of my identity. And this is something we just have to, get used to. And how do we get used to that? Through habits. So you do your affirmations, you listen to songs that remind you of that version of yourself. And lastly, you prove it to yourself through every step that you take. I am somebody who takes new things on, and the fact that I do that makes me excited about life. This is part of who I am. You won't feel like it at the beginning, but the more evidence you have that you are this person because of the steps you take, because of the emotions that you feel when you listen to certain songs, because of the affirmations you put into your system, the more it becomes part of who you are. And that in itself will help you to never need willpower. It's just part of who you are. And if you don't take on the next goal, you won't feel like yourself. And trust me, as INFJs who are generally laid back, who aren't the go-getters, let's make things happen all the time, the chances of you becoming that person who feels obligated to reach the next thing, otherwise you will feel bad about yourself, it's not very high. So rather go into that direction. Go into the opposite of what you're normally aiming to do and really make that part of your identity. That will be the push you internally feel to move forward. Number three, aim to do your best. We as INFJs, we're great at optimizing. One of the things we do on a default level is to how can we put the least amount of our energy possible in order to get the best result. This is the basis of optimizing a situation, exuding as little energy as possible in order to get the best result. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It's just that if we say I stay within the system and I've optimized it completely, that's when we get in trouble, because then we don't know how to optimize the situation even more. And so in order to identify as a conqueror, the thing we need to do is to always remember, I will do my best. I will not do the least amount of energy necessary. I will do my best. And that doesn't mean that you have to do your best at work. So you put all your energy into that. And then you have to do all your best in keeping your house decluttered. It's about, I'm going to do my best on improving my life. And yes, in some areas that might mean I will put the least amount of energy necessary in that. So I have enough energy left to put it towards the things that are important, that are going to push my life towards the place I want it to be. That's what it's all about. Remember, in order to become a conqueror, in order to identify as a conqueror, we have to know I'm always doing my best. And if you get to a place where you do your best, not because of the result you're going to get, but how that makes you feel about yourself, you will want to do it more. Because once you do your best, you don't have to worry about, oh, I should have done that. I should have done that. You did the best you could. But if you say, I'm just going to half do it, it's not going to work out anyway, there's always going to be this level of maybe it could have worked, maybe it was on me. But if you do your best, you know you've done everything in your power and you can relax and you know you've won the week. Step number four, imagine being better than others. Ooh, that doesn't sound right. I don't even feel good saying that. So why am I saying it? Because it's one of the things that are keeping us back. What if you were in a better position than the people around you that you currently call your peers? How would that make you feel? How much discomfort would this cause you? What if you aim to improve your situation and you become wealthier than the people around you? How would that make you feel? Well, probably in most cases, INFJs will feel, that won't make me any better than others, right? We're all on one level. You know, we all have the same value. Nobody's more valuable because they have more money or anything like this. But all of those thoughts are actually keeping us from, you know, maybe becoming wealthier than others. Because think about it, most people are miserable. It's not that you don't want them to be happy. It's not that you don't want them to win in life, that you don't want them to take control over their life. But most people don't take responsibility for their lives and do something about it and improve their situation. We're not talking about hardships or social injustice. That exists in our world. And, you know, there are amazing opportunities to help in those situations. But what I mean is that we have people in our surrounding, in our peers that we consider, you know, on our level in what they have accomplished or, you know, their life circumstance. And we are afraid of getting ourselves to a better level because of what that will make others feel about us. Maybe our friends will think we have changed. Maybe they will think that we're superficial, that, you know, we think that is going to make us better than them. But those are thoughts that are going through our mind. If other people are thinking that or not has nothing to do with us. There are going to be people around you who are going to be happy about the steps that you are taking for yourself. There are going to be people in your life who are excited and inspired by the steps you take for yourself. And there are other people who are going to see it as an opportunity to mirror all their fears and all of, you know, their thoughts of I have no control over my life and project it onto you. But that shouldn't hold us back. And so the first thing we have to do is imagine, what if I improved my life? And as a consequence, my life would be somewhere else. And the people who are peers now who think we're on the same level, they would see. And they might have those judgments of, oh, that person changed. That person is superficial. They aim to improve their life. And, you know, like that doesn't make them a good person. Whatever your fears are, confront yourself with them because this is something that is going to happen. Maybe that friend won't have that judgment about you, but you will have this judgment about you. Once you change into this person who creates an epic life for yourself, you will be at a better place than most people around you. And that is not a bad thing because once you're there, you can pull others up. You can't push them there, but you have to first get yourself up there so you can show people how they can get there themselves. This is not about wealth. This is not about living in a great house. This is not about having some kind of, you know, happy marriages and kids and all those things that society tells us are so important. No, this is about you getting to a place where you're proud of what you made out of your life because of the choices you made, because of being aware of what matters most to you. That's why we say creating an INFJ epic life on your terms. You're the one who decides what makes your life better. So maybe you get your life to such a great place from your perspective and your friend that you thought will judge you thinks, oh, that's a life I would have never wanted. But that's not how it will feel like to us. That is not the fear that is keeping us from stepping into our power. Our fear is that people will believe that we think we're better than them. And people might think that, they might not think that, but we have to be okay with anybody thinking that because we're not going to dim our light to make other people comfortable anymore. And that's when we get to step number 5, impress yourself. Prove to yourself that you have a goal and you can reach it. Once you get to a place where you become proud of the steps that you've taken, where you show yourself, yes, I said I was going to do it and I made that happen. You get so excited about this self-development journey of yours that isn't just in your head, but that makes things happen in the real world. You want more of that. And you will turn into a conqueror. So instead of looking at, oh, those are the goals that people expect of me, or those are the things that, you know, are considered great, look at what kind of life would you want to live that will make you impressed. So maybe you see some musicians and you're so excited about like what they're doing and the fact that they continuously grow, but you know, that doesn't mean that you want to be a musician and that you want to have such a contact with so many people. That would always overwhelm you. That's nothing you would want, but it's that kind of energy that you want to have. So go for it. What would give you that kind of energy that you impress yourself, that makes you feel like it's an epic life? You're doing iconic things. What is that thing? Look into it. Challenge yourself to find that out and really say, how can I impress myself now? How can I show myself what I'm capable of? And look at it from this playful perspective and not from this perspective of, if I don't impress myself, I'm a bad person. No. It's like, my life is great to begin with. I'm proud of what I've achieved so far. Like, this is a great life. I'm happy for everything that I do have. And now, just like the cherry on top, let's have fun with it. How can I impress myself? Let's make that happen. Believe it or not, this transformation works best while you're in hermit mode. It's exactly in those moments where you connect with yourself the best and you can make those transitions happen. And those are the times that really define you. So remember to enjoy your entire INFJ hermit mode glow up. Remember, if you want to have a little playbook that reminds you of where you're at, what you've achieved so far, what steps to take next, then download the free poster on this topic. You can find the link in the description. And if you want to watch more videos on this, then check out the entire playlist on this series. I see you in the next one, guys. Bye.